Paul Sporn chairs the Community Center Steering Committee, and he's with us this morning. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, okay, we had a big public meeting last night. How'd it go?
I thought it went great. It was very informative. The public that attended offered up excellent input. All of that information was written down on flip charts and will be brought to our next steering committee meeting to be gone over.
What kind of a turnout was there?
We had about 40 people and from all walks of life within Cook County.
All walks of life. Okay. So what's your sense of the support for the project?
Well, within the group that attended the meeting last night, we asked that exact question, and we've got 28 responses of yes, there were in support of a community center being built. There were 10 people that were not in support of any type of facility being built, and there were 2 people that were kind of on the fence just looking for more information.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you where we are in the process now. There's a lot of stuff's on hold, but you do have a site, right? Pretty much in mind?
The steering committee has a site in mind, and that would be attached to the school.
Mm-hmm.
However, that decision is going to be made later this afternoon by the school board.
So I understand, right. So what kind of concerns were voiced at the meeting?
Well, I would say the number one concern was making sure that the project was fiscally responsible, especially long term.
So that's a way to cover maintenance and those kinds of costs, operating costs.
Yep, yeah. Those operating, those annual operating and maintenance costs, mm-hmm. To make sure that it's kept within line with what the county and city is currently paying within the facilities that we have now.
No, that's a balancing act between what kind of revenue you expect, which you don't know for sure, you got to guess, and then what those expenses would be, which are sometimes hard to tell because the building isn't built yet.
Exactly.
So, but it seems to me that that's been an issue with the steering committee for some time, and they've been really, really paying attention to it because I've over the past year, I've talked with your predecessor, Sue Hakes, and she always brings that point up, that this is one of the big concerns, to be sure that the building will and the operation is self-sustaining. Any news on that? I mean, are you still paring things back, or how far do you pare back before you don't have a community center that you want?
Well, that's a great question, and the county board has pared back the total cost that can be spent on a community center to $9 million. So that's been pared back. The best way that I can respond to being able to figure out that operation and maintenance costs is bringing in the YMCA.
Yeah, let's talk about that because that's fairly new in the whole discussion, and I'm not sure I even understand it, but at this point, because I understand nothing's been finalized, but at this point, where are we with the YMCA's role?
Well, the YMCA came on board about 3 months ago. They started a feasibility study internally to determine whether having a YMCA up in Cook County was the right decision for them. They run numbers. They bring in their CFO to confirm the information that they're putting together is legitimate. And Chris Francis, who is the CEO of the Duluth YMCA, put together a pro forma budget based on a 30,000 square foot community center that's similar to the YMCA in out on the range. And with that information, he feels that he's comfortable in moving forward. The next step that the YMCA requested was a SEER analytical study. It's a demographic study done by SEER Analytical, which is a private company, and the YMCA always has an outside company come in and reconfirm those demographics and that information that the YMCA completed internally and to make sure that it was accurate. And that study is due to be completed in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, so we got a study coming up in the next couple of weeks. We've got potentially a decision tonight from the Cook County ISD 166 School Board. And your meetings are on a regular basis, and we should remind people that they are open to the public. And any particular times that you meet, or are they by announcement?
They are by announcement. Our next meeting is April 23rd from 9 until 3, mm-hmm. and that will be in the county commissioner's room.
Okay. Anything else to add about the center so far?
I just wanted to point out that we're continuing to seek input from the community. If you go on the Cook County's website, all of the steering committee's names, phone numbers, and email addresses is provided there. We've also created a Facebook page, the New Cook County Community Center, and you can go on there and like that or friend it and put all comments that you would like on there, and the steering committee will continue to take in that input as the project moves along.
And I'd like to point out, you and I have talked about doing a First Thursday community conversation that would be in June about the community center and where we are, and try to pull everything together with a few folks and also take call-ins, which should also give you a little more input. And we're working on that. Hope we can carry that off. And in the meantime, good luck in your new job, taking some of your time. Paul Sporn, he's the chair of the Cook County Steering Committee. Thanks again.
Thank you very much, Jay.